From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and let's turn now to your feedback. Yesterday, we examined the Obama administration's plan to include $50 million in the economic stimulus package for the arts. We heard in our piece from people for and against that idea.
The only way to increase economic growth is to increase productivity. And government policies that make people and workers more productive will increase productivity. But simply borrowing money out of the economy in order to transfer it to some artists doesn't increase the economy's productivity rate.
That was Brian Riedel of the Conservative Heritage Foundation, and yes, he was against setting aside stimulus money for the arts.
Well, a lot of listeners were unhappy with Mr. Riedel's comments. Ellen Wetmore of Fitchburg, Massachusetts, summed up a commonly expressed view, and Ms. Wetmore takes it personally. She writes, "As always, I am surprised that the Heritage Foundation and others refuse to recognize workers in the arts as small business entrepreneurs. We are not in the lofty tower begging for the government dole. Artists and art organizations are small businesses producing objects and entertainment for the consumption of everyday Americans. As any other sector of American business enterprise, we deserve support in these tough economic times."
Also on the subject of the arts and the economy, we focused yesterday on Brandeis University's plan to sell part of its prized art collection to make up for a deficit, and we return to that topic in another part of today's program. Well, Jeff Krueger of Albuquerque immediately saw a link between that story yesterday and our coverage of stimulus funding for the arts. Mr. Krueger writes this: "Art is a cultural commodity with as much relevance to the economy as any durable good or other product. That Brandeis could readily benefit from its art collection when its stock portfolio went south is not surprising at all."
And Don Cameron of Golden, Colorado chimes in with this: "I would suggest that artists, being relatively poor in general, will recycle the money very quickly in the economy. And secondly, who's to say they won't create a piece of art later sold to support an endowment and worth much more money? I often see such links in your stories and appreciate how All Things Considered shows all things connected."
Well, we do strive to stay connected and connected to you. So write to us at npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And please make sure to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.